Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The DH, George Bell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Aldred. Batting third. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting seventh. The DH, Troy Neal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bobby Witt. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aldred scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Mike Aldred is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldred hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Carcoviche and he is out, Cora applying the tag. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gates for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sierra. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aldred scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer strikes out. 2 outs. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Cora. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Cora steals second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Blankenship settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Bordick. The throw from Karkoviche and he is out, Gielen applying the tag. 1 out. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Blankenship moves to second. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Aldrete is 0-for-1 in the game. Aldrete hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blankenship moves to third. 2 outs. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Blankenship. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sierra is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sierra hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to third. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bordick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aldrete scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cora hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blankenship hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks, Henderson strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aldrete is 0 for 2 in the game. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Burks. Aldrete reaches second base with a double. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gates is 0 for 2 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Corey, who tags Gates trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Aldrete scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thomas moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Bell hits a line drive, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a pop-up towards the mound. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ruben Sierra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Sierra moves to second. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Athletics. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Karkovice strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aldrete fields it, and tags Raines. He's got Guillen trapped. He throws to Bordick, and back to Aldrete, who tags Guillen for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Scott Brosius pinch hits for Mike Aldrete. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to second. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gates bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Henderson moves to third. Brosius moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. Brosius moves to third. Gates moves to second. 2 outs. Terry Leach now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Brosius now playing first base. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cora bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Seitzer moves to second. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Neal strikes out. 1 out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Bordick reaches second base with a double. Seitzer scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Henderson is walked intentionally. Scott Brosius batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brosius is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Moeller now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Burks moves to second. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burks scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-4 in the game. Raines strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.